on the phone with another community builder. This is Major Roland Shea. Major, can I have your title with the Strathroy Salvation Army, please?
I'm the executive director.
The Salvation Army, a well-based community organization, both receiving and giving back. Why do you believe it's important to give back to the community, Roland?
Well, you know, we're living in a small community, and it's easy to give back to a community like this one. It's important because we have the Salvation Army as the resources to help individuals. And Chris, as a Salvation Army officer, it's a part of my mission to reach out to people. And that's important for me because there are a lot of marginalized people in our community. And my mission is to reach as many of them as we can that are in need.
Now, how long has it been since you took over as executive director here in Strathroy? How long have you been in town?
I've been in town for 8 years.
Okay. What is your favorite part about living and working in Strathroy Care Dock?
For me, from a personal point of view, is promoting the face of the Salvation Army and what we are able to do. And, mainly promoting the face of the Salvation Army so that we can meet the needs in the community. Creating partnerships has been of great importance to us.
What has been one of the biggest challenges that you've had to face?
Well, the COVID-19 is probably the biggest challenge that we've had to face in the last 8 years. It gives us an opportunity to again see people at their worst, and for us, you know, making sure that we're keeping people safe and we're keeping ourselves safe. That's a big challenge for us. And so, we are wearing masks, gloves, and washing our hands more times a day than I can count at the moment. So, I mean, it's just, that's a challenge for us because we want to keep people safe and I want to keep my staff safe as well as myself.
Well said. Final question, Major. What accomplishment are you most proud of?
Accomplishment that I'm most proud of. As go back to fundraising, in the last 8 years, starting with year number one, we've been able to increase our funding every year from Christmas kettles and from litter. That to me is a great accomplishment because without that accomplishment, we couldn't reach out to the community and do what we're doing. Chris, you've heard me say this before. I'm living in a very generous, caring community. That's what makes this so special because people are a part of that accomplishment.